evening for the first song, turn to number 453 in the Christian.
Thank you. Good evening. I want to do greetings in Christ's name tonight. It's good to be here with you and good to be together after what seems like a long time not having an evening service. But if you want, turn over to Psalm with me, Psalm 19. You know, while you're doing that, what would you tell your children if they asked you, Mom or Dad, where does music come from? What would you say? Anybody want to venture an answer? That's a little spur of the moment, I know. But I've been thinking about that a lot recently. You know, where does music actually come from? If you know, parents taught us, or a teacher, or a chorus director taught us the fundamentals of it. But what is music and where did it come from? Singing. So that scripture tells us that God was already singing before we were. And there's another one that talks about, or God told Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? And he says the angels sang. What does it say? I had that. I wanted to look at that. That's one of the scriptures I want to look at. Maybe we'll turn there first. Job 38. 11, I think it is. No, 4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or laid the cornerstone thereof? That's not quite the... Oh yeah, the next verse. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. So it almost seems like maybe they were on hand when God laid the foundations of the earth. And they sang and shouted for joy. And now over into Psalm chapter 19. You know, it's believed that the whole universe is tied together with the same math that music is intervaled in. And to me, that's almost beyond understanding. But it is true. And, you know, we could be a part of that whole scheme of God's creation of beautiful sounding music. And what I want to see here is a little bit of nature. Looking at a few verses where nature sings and then also how God's people. The heavens declare the glory of God, chapter 19, verse 1. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. This would come in there in the whole idea of the universe making music together. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And think about this very carefully. No speech, no language where their voice is not heard. So it's something that's universal that everyone can know. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out, and this is talking specifically about the sun here, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The sun, too, it said, emits certain musical tones. You know, some of these we wouldn't be able to register in the frequencies probably wouldn't be what we could, our brains could register, but it's still interesting. And then over in Psalm 96, I'd like to read some there too. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, for he is feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. So, I believe God's people have first dibs on his music. And, you know, I think a person who is tuned to him is going to bring forth music, and it's going to be, it's not going to be kept quiet, and it's going to be spontaneous, it's going to be, it's not, and, you know, the waves and the cloud, or nature sings because God has created it to sing. It does that automatically. And I think the heart that loves God and wants to serve him does it automatically also. It's not forced, but it comes springing out. Psalm 98 says has a similar message. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things, for his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God, of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. So this was written long before Christ came. And speaking of God's salvation that was fulfilled in Christ, and then now I'd like to read a scripture that talks about a new song that only those that truly know God and those that will be with him eventually in heaven in Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. So my challenge tonight to all of us is to be part of that musical spectrum that God would have us to be, that our heart would show forth and be a light to those around us wherever we go. Let's stand for prayer. Lord, we thank you for this privilege to be here tonight. Thank you for the song you give us. Thank you for the privilege to sing. And I thank you that you have a plan in it all. And I just pray that you will bless the evening, bless everyone for coming, and just pray that you will help us to keep our hearts turned toward you, that you will be glorified tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. If you want to take your Zion's praises, how many do we have here? Assuming, hopefully. Oh, yeah, that's quite a few. If you see somebody that see a big gap somewhere, and maybe share it a little bit where there's needed, you might want to consider that or slip around a little bit. I'd like to sing the song number 12 in the Zion's praises. I'd like to challenge us all to do like the verse that said, talks about when there's thunder, when the waves clap their hands, they're not doing it half-heartedly. So I'd like to challenge you to sing like you mean it. You know what? I forgot. I'm pitch fighter. I can't do that. We're getting older, I guess. All right, number 12. And after this song, the children will come forward and stand here in the front, and Andrea will have something for you. We'll sing some songs.
Praise God from
Pray.
in the front. Pick a song out of Zion's praises. And I'd like to sing some songs that we haven't sung maybe for a long time. It seems like we can get into a little bit of a rut, sing some of the same songs over and over, and that's fine. But I would like to tonight pick on a few of you to pick a song, and we'll sing it later. You don't have to come up and lead it, obviously, to some of the ladies, but we'll sing it a little later. Okay, so I'm going to choose Matt Miller, Marcia, John Mishler, Elizabeth, and Darlene. If you could please find a selection, that would be great.
Turn to number 379.
Hear now, pray.
were singing, I were singing too. Her song is Behold What Manner of Love. And the second song is Ancient Words. And I pick Ancient Words just because what's going on in the world today, most of the lyrics definitely gives up. They're words of life, words that will give us strength and help us grow.
Words.
Matt and your group for sharing that. That was very nice, very beautiful, and so true. The ancient words apply today during a pandemic just as much as they do any other problem we face. So do any of you people that I picked on happen to have a song ready? Or is this a little too soon? Darling? Okay, song inside the front cover. Is it I Come to the Garden Alone? Okay. It is, you say? Okay. Does everybody have that? I Come to the Garden Alone. Who doesn't? Okay. Well, that must be, most of you do. Alright. I come to, in the garden. I come to the garden alone.
I come to the
Jesus. Love.
602. All right, just over the river.
Oh, what a wonderful day, day I will never forget.
two more yet that I would like to sing, or have us sing. And the one is number 366, old favorite of mine, probably a lot of us here. On and on we walk together. Brings back memories of, especially seeing David's family here again. Raymer family up here singing. Often they come up and sing on Sunday evening, as I remember. Delbert's family, and Alan Miller, and Jerry Miller. If I recall correctly, too, I think Clara Raymer used to do a lot of our song leading in church. Isn't that right? Quite a bit. Yeah, way years back. And anyway, times have changed a little bit. And yeah, let's sing the song, On and On We Walk Together. Bass, be ready there on the chorus. Don't be afraid.
My Savior daily walks with me because I trust His love. In all that vast is and I see, it points to heaven above. I will follow Him through shadows deep or in the sunshine bright. And on we walk together and He leads my
number 652, and after this we'll turn the time over to the ministers. I would like to just mention, if you don't mind, if you had a borrowed songbook, if you don't mind just sitting putting it on the back bench there after church, I would appreciate it. Thank you. 652, There Is Coming a Day.
So there is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye, all is peace forevermore on that happy lonely shore.
Glorious day that will be. All right, last verse.
There'll be no